it's the 6th. No, the 7th. Actually, the 8th. And we're 8 days into 2021. And we've already found out about Kimye's divorce. So, and apparently Kanye West and Jeffree Star? Anyways, that's crazy. That's definitely a rumor that is too crazy. I can't. But yeah, it's definitely sad to see Kanye and Kim, you know, get a divorce. But I can definitely see that, I mean, from the media, that their relationship definitely wasn't healthy for a long time. I mean, who knows? But the people around them, the people close to them, and them themselves, I could only speculate. But it's super weird to me that all the Kardashian Jenner people, or, you know, the famous ones, have, you know, the worst relationships. Like, it's just terrible. I don't know if it's them. I don't know if it's the bad people they choose to align themselves with. I don't know if it's, you know, a combination of both. I don't really know. It's weird. Anyways, 2021. COVID is still around. Hopefully we get a vaccine, or we have a vaccines, and hopefully everyone gets there soon. The new strain from England just landed in Los Angeles, I think, or California, some city in California. And it was in New York the other week. I'm not sure. Of course, people aren't giving people from England shit about the virus, and they're not calling it the British strain or whatever. You know, but xenophobia, we love that. Ugh. Like, it's really frustrating. I mean, I don't want people to call it the British virus, because obviously it's not. But, like, no one's, or not a lot of people are giving the same energy towards England compared to China. But that's beside the point. Yeah, 2021. A bunch of quote-unquote patriots raided the Capitol building. What was their goal? Like, seriously, what was their goal? And of course they weren't met with the same energy as BLM protest, even though they were all maskless, or majority of them. They were scaling the walls, they had weapons, they were attacking the police. Comparatively, BLM did not do that. BLM protests did not do that. BLM protesters were attacked for playing the violin, for kneeling, for speaking, for walking, for giving officers flowers, for drawing, for planting. Like, they were given all that shit, but these quote-unquote patriots can storm into the Capitol building and take shit and put government officials in danger, and they get away with it? Like, luckily, the night shift officers took care of the rioters and domestic terrorists, because they're actually the terrorists, even though they hate to admit it. Like, what is their goal? To attack our democracy? Because even at this point, their own president has conceded and wants a peaceful transfer of power, and some of them are still delusional and think that. Anyways, yeah, 2021 is crazy, and it's only been 8 days. I don't remember the first, like, I don't know how 2020 started off. I think it started off pretty bad too. I think that was around the time when the Australian fires happened, or another event. Like, so many things happened in 2021. But yeah, I would say 2020, or so many things happened in 2020. I would say 2021 is better, but not good. It's still very depressing staying home, and I really want to start, like, taking a walk in the morning, but, like, at the same time, the morning, I cannot imagine, like, getting up, and I'm very jealous of the people that can, like, run at 6 in the morning, or, like, 4 miles, and then run back another 4 miles. Like, I know I can get there at some point because, you know, I have the running shoes, I have the trail, you know, so it's quite easy for me to start, but not to stick with it. But yeah, maybe next week I will. Start in the morning. I have work on Saturday. I was gonna have work on Friday, but there was a COVID scare. I'm like, yeah. But after finishing Bridgerton, going back to Bridgerton, am I excited for the next season? Of course. Am I sad that I didn't get to see, you know, their relationship develop more? Of course. It was a beautiful show, I think. I definitely knew Penelope was Lady Whistledown. Spoiler alert, Penelope was Lady Whistledown, and I knew it from the moment that we found out Marina, you know, was pregnant. Like, everyone found out, and I was like, I have a feeling it's her, I have a feeling. And then, you know, the news about Marina came out to the public, and I was like, yep, I knew Penelope was Lady Whistledown. Like, they made it so obvious, like, who else knew and who else would have told? Anyways, that show was good. There was a lot of drama, a lot of oh my gosh moments, and I'm excited to see what they come up with. Also, the new season of You is coming out sometime this year. I love the show You. I definitely see why it's so popular. The writers do an amazing job, and the actor Penn, he does an amazing job in making us, like, side and like his character, even though he's, like, a total psychotic murderer. But everything he does seems so justifiable because of his, you know, dialogue and his inner thoughts, and we're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But in reality, if we were to step back and just watch whatever everything he's doing without, you know, the dialogue, we would think he's crazy, and he is psychotic. But I still really, really want to see what happens. And it's funny because, you know, Love is even more psychotic than him, because she decided to stay after finding all that out. I don't know, that was a twist. Oh my god. Anyways, it's kind of stressful because everyone's getting older. It's so weird. Last year of high school is this year for me, and it's really, really weird knowing that I probably won't see like 75% of the people from my old school ever again. Like, ever. I would say like 70%, because I would say I would see more of them, because a lot of them will probably go to the same school I do, and we live near the same place, but like a lot of them I will never see again, like ever. And that's so weird. Some of these people I've known since elementary school, or been around since elementary school, and it's like, wow, it's so weird. And you know, maybe I'll be able to keep up with them on social media, maybe I won't, because I'll delete social media, they'll delete social media, I'll unfollow them, and vice versa. And then it's like, I wish I was brave enough to like not go to college, because yes, I want a career that, you know, requires a college degree. I want to be a college professor or teach, and that requires education. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm not passionate enough about that. Like, my goal is just to kind of like open up a small bubble tea shop or a cafe and a small plant shop, and then like teach on the side. But then I'm like, and then I'm not passionate about like anything really. I guess my dream job is something that has to do with like food and traveling with food. Hopefully I can like, you know, do a bunch of side things like blog and continue to grow my food Instagram and stuff like that. And another dream job, I guess, is like music. I don't like making music, or I don't know how to make music, but I love literally creating a movie soundtrack. Oh my gosh. Yeah, either food or music or teaching. And I guess I could do everything on the side. But I do think I would like to be a teacher or a professor and have like a plant shop, but also run a food blog and have a little cafe. I think that's really nice. And I don't want any kids, and I don't know, I have never wanted kids, ever. I feel like Gen Z a lot, or not the majority, I don't think, I'm not sure what the statistics are, but a lot of Gen Z people around my age don't want kids, and I understand why. Like, I know my reasoning, but in general, like, kids are so expensive, and you invest so much I know that sounds terrible, but like, you invest so much time, so much money, so much effort, I guess. I feel like me personally, why I don't want kids is I'm not willing. I know it sounds really selfish, but like, I'm more than just a fucking baby machine, so like, whatever. But like, I'm not willing to like give up pursuing all these different random things. I feel like, yes, you can definitely pursue all these different random things with kids or kid. Yes, you can do anything, but it makes it just a little bit harder, or a lot harder. And I just am not willing to do that. Like, you can do anything with kids, obviously, and I think it's amazing that moms, dads, you know, single moms, single dads, you know, dads and moms, and moms and moms and dads, and like, every parent is very brave, and they do a lot, and the fact that a lot of them can do all these great things is so amazing, but I'm just not willing to give up that time and that effort and that energy. And at the same time, my kids are terrifying to me. The fact that there's this other being that you have to worry so much about. Like, I like being around kids, like hanging out with kids and like doing puzzles and shit like that, but like, I could not imagine sending them away to school. I would be worried sick the whole day, or like, you know, sending them off somewhere and like this and that. But at the same time, if you're too protective, then it's like you're suffocating them. But if you're not protective enough, you might blame yourself for anything that happens. But a lot of things are out of your control, or if you're not careful with your words, something could really stick. But like, if you're too careful, then it's just, it feels not as genuine. It's like, I feel like that relationship is just so, it's too much. Like, kids are so delicate, I guess. Like, I couldn't handle the necessary precautions and maintenance, I guess. I don't know. It's like, I don't want to be responsible for something like that. I think it adds a bundle of responsibility into your life, the biggest bundle of responsibility you'll ever have. And I am working towards freedom from any responsibilities, honestly. I want, like, it's so weird that a lot of parents are like, oh, can't wait until they're 18 so they can move out. I'm like, huh? Don't you like your kids? I mean, yeah, they definitely love their kids, most parents, but it's like, wow, so many parents want their kids like kind of out of the house so they can have like a break. But I'm like, girl, it just doesn't make sense in my own life, I think, in a lot of people. Yeah, it's just like, and having a kid is so expensive, especially in the US. Like, god, like $30,000 or more or less. I mean, but it's just like, imagine if you put that money elsewhere. Imagine if you put that money, effort, time elsewhere. Like, I don't know, I know that sounds super selfish, but it's true. And like, yeah, I'm just not the person. I'm not selfless enough to give all of that up. And I don't think I want a kid that bad ever. They're very adorable and like, but like, I'd just rather get a dog and a cat and a hamster. No, just a dog and a cat. Maybe a couple of dogs. Like, dogs and cats are like everything. But yeah, I don't want a kid that bad to give up all of that. Cause like, yeah, you can do a lot with your kid, but like, responsibly, you shouldn't, you know? Like, if I wanted to like pick up and move, there's like so much more to think about if you had a kid. If I wanted to like change my career, there's so much more to think about if you had a kid, because you're responsible for someone else's life, largely responsible. But like, if I'm only responsible for my life, then any shit that goes on, I have only myself to blame and only myself to worry about, you know? Like, if I wanted to move and there's consequences, then those are my consequences to deal with. I don't want to put that on to a child, I guess. And like, if I wanted to change my careers and I go, you know, broke and I, you know, have bad stages in my life, those are consequences that I want to deal by. Not by myself, because I want support, but like, I don't want to put that stress onto a kid who I'm responsible for, you know? And, or if I wanted to, you know, freaking travel to do a tour of Asia for 3 months, like, I can't do that with a kid. Or it would be very hard. Like, too much to think about. It's just, the future is scary, and I honestly don't even see myself getting married. Not because, like, I don't think I'll find someone, I think I will, hopefully, but, like, it's just, like, why get married? Like, for my life, because, like, I don't want kids, I don't really want, you know, one home, I don't want this and that. It's just, like, it's, like, how am I gonna find someone who doesn't want or wants the same similar life things that I want, but who's also like different. I don't know, we'll see what the future holds, or maybe we won't, because 2021 might hold a lot of things that we're not ready for, like Civil War? ? I don't know. Anyways, that was my little rant to myself. Not rant. Conversation to myself. Very long. A lot of thoughts tonight or this morning. Whatever. I just want it to be not. I want senior year to be over. But when it is, I know things will get a lot more, like, hard. Anyways, okay.